भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 14, entitled Ideal Family Life. Texts 6 and 7. 6 does not have a purport, so I'll just chant that, and then we'll move on to, I believe it's
7 that's up there?
Is it? Yeah. Divyam?
Yeah.
Text number 6. Gyataya pitaro putra bhratarak surhido pare yadvaranti yadichchanti janumodheta nirmamaha. Translation. An intelligent man in human society should make his own program of activities very simple. If there are suggestions from his friends, children, parents, brothers, or anyone else, he should externally agree, saying, yes, that is all right. But internally, he should be determined not to create a cumbersome life in which the purpose of life will not be fulfilled. That's a great, great verse. I wonder if that has anything to do with when you go to India and you talk to people, and they say, yes, no problem. They don't understand a word you're saying, but yes. Their mind is in a different place. Text number 7. Divyam Bhaumam Chantariksham Vitam Achuta Nirmitam Tat Sarvam Upayunjana Etat Kuryat Swato Buddha Divyangbo Manchantariksham Divyam Bhaumam Chantariksham Vittam Achuta Nirmitam Vittam Achuta Nirmitam Tat Sarvam Upayunjana Tat Sarvam Upayunjana Etat Kuryat Svato Buddha Etat kuryat svato buddha Divyam bhaumam chantariksham Vittam achuta nirmitam Tat sarvam upayunjana Etat kuryat svato buddha Tat sarvam upayunjana Etat kuryat svato buddha Divyam bhaumam chantariksham Vitam achuta nirmitam Tat sarvam upayunjana Etat kuryat svato buddha Divyam bhaumam chantariksham Vitam achuta nirmitam Ladies. Divyam bhauman chantariksham vittam achuta nirmitam tat sarvam upayunjana etat kuryat svado buddhaha divyam bhauman chantariksham vittam achuta nirmitam tat sarvam upayunjana ita kuryat svato buddhaha divyam easily obtained because of rainfall from the sky bhaumam obtained from the mines and the sea cha and antariksham obtained by chance. Vitam, all property. Achutanirmitam. I'm sorry. Achutanirmitam. Created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tat, those things. Sarvam, all. Upayunjana, utilizing. For all human society, or all living beings. Etat, this, maintaining body and soul together. Kuryat, one must do. Svataha, obtained by itself. I'm sorry, obtained of itself. Without extra endeavor. Buddhaha, the intelligent person. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The natural products created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be utilized to maintain the bodies and souls of all living entities. The necessities of life are of three types. Those produced from the sky, from rainfall, from the earth, from the mines, the seas or the fields, and from the atmosphere, that which is obtained suddenly and unexpectedly. Please repeat. The natural products created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be utilized to maintain the bodies and souls of all living entities. The necessities of life are of three types. Those produced from the sky, from rainfall, from the earth, from the mines, the seas, or the fields, and from the atmosphere, that which is obtained suddenly and unexpectedly. Purport. We living entities in different forms are all children of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 14.4. Sarva joni shukonteya murutaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahajonir aham bija prajapita. Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. End of quote. The Supreme Lord Krishna is the father of all living entities in different species and forms. One who is intelligent can see that all living entities in the 8,400,000 bodily forms are part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are His sons. Everything within the material and spiritual worlds is the property of the Supreme Lord. Ishavasham idam sarvam. And therefore everything has a relationship with Him. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī says in this regard, prapañcī kataya bhūdhya hari sambandhi vāstana mumukṣubhi parityāgo vairagyam phalgukatyate. quote, one who rejects anything without knowledge of its relationship to Krishna is incomplete in his renunciation. End of quote. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.2.5.6. Although Mayavadi philosophers say that the material creation is false, actually it is not false. It is factual. But the idea that everything belongs to human society is false. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for everything is created by Him. All living entities, being the Lord's sons, His eternal parts and parcels, have the right to use their Father's property by nature's arrangement. As stated in the Upanishads, Tena Taktena Bhunjita Magridha Kashasiddhanam. Everyone should be satisfied with the things allotted him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one should encroach upon another's rights or property. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Anabhavanti Bhutani Parjanya Dana Sambhava Yagyad Bhavati Parjanyo Yagya Karma Samudbhava. Quote, all living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by the performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. End of quote. Bhagavad Gita 3.14. When food grains are sufficiently produced, both animals and human beings can be nourished without difficulty for their maintenance. This is nature's arrangement. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Everyone is acting under the influence of material nature, and only fools think they can improve upon what God has created. The householders are specifically responsible for seeing that the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are maintained without fighting between men, communities, societies, or nations. Human society should properly utilize the gifts of God, especially the food grains that grow because of rain falling from the sky. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yagyad Bhavati Parjanya. So that rainfall will be regulated, humanity should perform yajnas, or sacrifices. Yajnas were previously performed with offerings of oblations of ghee and food grains. But in this age, of course, this is no longer possible, for the production of ghee and food grains has diminished because of the sinful life of human society. However, people should take to Krishna consciousness and chant the Hare Krishna mantra, as recommended in the Shastras, Jagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumeira Saha. If people throughout the world take to the Krishna consciousness movement, and chant the easy sound vibration of the transcendental name and fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be no scarcity of rainfall. Consequently, food grains, fruits, and flowers will be properly produced, and all the necessities of life will be easily obtained. Grihasthas, or householders, should take the responsibility for organizing such natural production. It is therefore said, Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido. An intelligent person should try to spread Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and all the necessities of life will automatically follow. Om Ajnanata Nirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Mukham Guru Divachalam Pankam Langayate Girim. Ipatamaham Mande Sigurundi Natarunam. So, Srila Prabhupada is continuing the same theme here as in yesterday's purport and very nice class by Sir Das Prabhu. In that, the Lord has created a perfect system. A Purusha, a Krishna is not he's above the four defects. He's not he's complete and perfect. Therefore, whatever he gives is also perfect and complete. we all have experience in the material world, in conditional life, that we're subject to making mistakes, imperfect senses, cheating propensity. And what is the fourth one? Illusion. So, but that is not the case with the personality of Godhead. He's given a very nice system, which is very complete. And Srila Prabhupada commented yesterday that, therefore, instead of hankering more and more for money, a sincere devotee of the Lord should try to invent some way to earn his livelihood. And when he does so, Krishna helps. Very important, very profound statement. And Prabhupada, of course, is the best example of that. With no means, he was so determined to spread Krishna consciousness that Krishna supplied whatever was necessary. And we also have practical experience that by following the process of Krishna consciousness, we don't need to hanker for material necessities. Because Krishna, when he sees that the devotee's sincere, gives the intelligence that we can invent some way to maintain ourselves. Just like when you go to India, you see, not that it's just India, but it's very obvious there that along the roadside, someone could be selling coconuts, which are easily available, or some vegetable that's very easily available. Or even they take banana leaves, and just like in the Krishna book, there's a very nice story of, was it Sudama Vipra, who would make banana cups, was it? Leaves from the... Kolavecha Shudra, I'm sorry. Who simply by taking banana leaves and constructing cups, he was able to maintain himself. So it's it shouldn't be such a focus of life, but instead, Srila Prabhupada comments in the Ishopanishad that modern society has created a need for and an anxiety for maintenance. But here, in this, actually in the purport, previous purport, Srila Prabhupada also points out that the modern materialistic civilization is just the opposite of the ideal civilization. Instead of taking what nature has very nicely produced, as Prabhupada translates in the purport, the natural products created by the personality of Godhead. Everything's already there. It's already been produced. And it's just a matter of intelligence and how to use it properly. But society, present society, is just the opposite. Instead, they create so many useless things which distract the living being from the conditioned soul, the living being from understanding what the real goal of life is. Instead, there's we're focused on cars and video games and Prabhupada gives the example of rubber tires. What is the use of all these things? They're just creations which are meant to distract us from our main business. You can't help but notice how were consumed by all of these so-called amenities. People are so concerned about their vehicles and all the things that are related to it. It creates so many problems. And I was just visiting some friends, and the video games are unbelievably unbelievable distractions, and they're so expert in making them that you're drawn into playing it and thinking that you're a part of it, but actually it's just a great illusion. So, but society, modern society is just the opposite, whereas ideal society, as Prabhupada points out here, is natural products which are produced by the personality of Godhead. And they should be utilized to maintain the bodies and souls of the living beings. Instead of wasting our time with so many other activities. But again, it's a question of intelligence, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that one who is intelligent can see this. And Prabhupada quotes this very nice verse from Ishopanishad, Ishavashamidam Sarvam, which is described that everything animate and inanimate within the universe is controlled and owned by the personality of Godhead. And that one should only accept those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota. Everyone has a particular quota, and if one is educated properly, then there's no anxiety that I won't have enough, or that I need something that someone else has. Knowing that Krishna is the perfect and complete personality of Godhead, and that whatever arrangement he's made is also perfect and complete. The Bhagavad Gita and Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita explains or states that he's the source of everything, Ahamsarvasya Prabhavo. Krishna is also, he's controlling everything, whether it be the material energy, the para or apara. He's controlling all these energies. And because he's perfect and complete, those energies are also perfect and complete. And by Krishna's supreme intelligence, he's able to adjust everything according to his different potencies, by his different potencies. So there's a perfect system already there. It's not that we have to create something, as Prabhupada points out later on in the purport here. Everyone is acting under the influence of material nature, and only fools think that they can improve upon what God has created. And he quotes that wonderful verse, Prakriti Kriya Manani, Ahankara Vimudatma, the fools and rascals, those who are who refuse to recognize the position of the personality of Godhead, think that they can create some system, something different. And therefore we create all sorts of unnecessary situations and so-called necessities of life. But in actuality, they're nothing but distractions. If we simply follow what the personality of Godhead has given, if we simply follow his plan, because, again, he's perfect and complete. He's not that he's He's not subject to the same mistakes and illusion condition that the living entities are. And Prabhupada sometimes gives the example of fire, how the Lord is compared to fire, and how he displays his energy in different ways, just as fire displays its energy. Sometimes it's heat, sometimes it's light. It's manifested, so similarly, Krishna, by his because of his supreme position and perfect person, his energies display themselves in different ways, but they're all complete, and they're all meant to satisfy all living beings. And if we simply follow that plan and recognize it, again, it's a matter of intelligence, as Prabhupada points out here. If we simply follow that plan and understand that it's complete, all success is there. There's no question. Prabhupada also gives the example of how the cow, it produces milk, but it doesn't drink it. It eats grass and it eats grass and brush and produces milk, and that milk is designated for the human being. So there's a perfect system already in place. It's just a matter of recognizing it. And recognizing that everything is, as Prabhupada points out here, belonging to the personality of Godhead and created by him. Although Mayavadi philosophers say that the material world is material creation is false, actually it is not false. It is factual. But the idea that everything belongs to human society is false. The problem is that we think that it's meant for our enjoyment, and therefore we fight like cats and dogs. Prabhupada gives the example of the communists and the capitalists and their competition. In their competition, they create bombs. And because of them not recognizing the position of the personality of Godhead, both parties will be ruined. So it's very practical. It's very simple. It's very scientific. And Prabhupada also gives the example of sometimes how the home, in building one's home, it's not that we're producing, that we've produced the materials, but we take those materials and we manufacture a very nice home. So it's not that the laborer who's worked so hard to try and put that together has any claim to that home, just because he's worked hard. So the point is that everything is already there. Krishna's already provided everything. And we're being given a certain facilities to create, to manufacture something. But not that we should claim a possession over it. We can use it, certainly, just as we're the living beings are using these physical bodies in so many different ways for so many different activities. But in actuality, it comes from the personality of Godhead. And as Krishna says, aparemitastanyam prakritim vidime param, that bhumir apono lovayu, there's both material and spiritual energies, but everything is produced and controlled and owned by him. And The way to recognize that, Prabhupada explains that, points that out very nicely here in the purport, is by performance of yajna. By the performance of yajna, one can recognize the position of the personality of Godhead and know or realize that the goal of human life is satisfying the personality of Godhead. And using whatever facilities are provided naturally by the personality of Godhead, by nature's arrangement, for his service. And specifically, Prabhupada points out that the householders are responsible for seeing that this is maintained. The other ashrams, we understand, they're engaged in spiritual advancement, brahmacharis, the vanaprasas, the sannyasis, but the grihastas, their specific duty is to maintain the social order to facilitate spiritual growth for keeping a peaceful condition in society materially. So, therefore, they're recommended, they're specifically encouraged to engage in sacrifice. And, of course, in this day and age, Prabhupada points out the recommended sacrifice is the Sankirtan Yajna, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharam Namara Prachar. Therefore, Krishna has very nicely appeared. Not only does he give a very wonderful system, but he comes himself to show us how to engage in that process so very nicely. And when we engage in that process nicely, the Lord becomes very satisfied. Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Vairagya Pradhan. When the life and soul of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be engaged in sacrifice, austerities. Austerity meaning the Sankirtan movement. Not that we just go off and live in the woods someplace, but it means engaging in preaching activities, which are certainly austerities. Anyone who's gone out preaching can understand what an austerity is, especially in this day and age. People are not so interested. So when the devotees engage in such austerities, Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Vairagya Pradhan, Yaha Deka Prithahana Gaura Bhagavan, the Lord becomes very, very satisfied. He's very satisfied when the devotees are engaged in such austerities. Whether it's going to some college or whether it's going to some social gathering, devotees are having to associate with materialistic persons in so many different ways. And because they're so intelligent, they're able to create new venues for performing this sacrifice. When something doesn't work in one place, by their intelligence they're able to create another facility. Krishna gives the intelligence to take advantage of that. We all have practical experience how over the last so many years the preaching activities have had to been adjusted by the devotees. So whether it's in a factory and talking to some employer and 500 people take a book, or whether it's in a little parking lot. So it's all about being very intelligent and seeing that Krishna has a perfect arrangement. And if we just follow that system, then as Prabhupada points out here, all the necessities of life will automatically follow. It's not that we have to endeavor for something else or in a different way. The very nice verse Srila Prabhupada quotes here, Narada speaking to Vyasadeva, that one should endeavor for those things, for that thing which is not attainable in this mundane world, and that's Krishna consciousness, spiritual life. It's not it's not available to materialistic persons or by material means, for that matter. It has to be attained by engaging in a spiritual activity, specifically the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of Hare Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj also describes this in a similar verse, where he's instructing his classmates that happiness perceived, what is that, in reference to? Yeah, excellent verse, where he describes how sense gratification or happiness perceived in reference to sense objects in contact with the body is available in every form. According to one's fruitive activities, you receive a certain experience, happiness or distress. And they come of their own accord, in due course they come, just as happiness and distress, or just as distress comes, that happiness will also be available. So it's not that we have to endeavor separately for it, but of course that's difficult to, in one sense, it's difficult to remember that. Therefore, the association of the Vaishnavas is so important. And a hearing from the Parampara, Prabhupada describes, again in the Ishvapanishad, that Vedic knowledge is perfect. And because it's coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's recommended that one hear it from the Parampara. So Srila Prabhupada is very nicely presenting this knowledge, and if we simply follow it, as it's explained here, all the necessities of life will automatically follow. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.